Manx Museum is 100 years old this year. It is home to an extraordinary collection of artefacts and archives that help tell the story of the Isle of Man and its people. To celebrate our centenary, we have curated a special exhibition and podcast, Museum 100, which will feature a kaleidoscope of treasures from our collections.
I'm Matthew Richardson, Curator of Art and Social History at Manx National Heritage. Today we are looking at a carved vase made from the shin bone of a cow. It was made in Nacala civilian internment camp by an unknown internee during the First World War. It is one of a pair and has a shaped polished wooden base with black lining and matching shaped turned feet. A single flower, an ornately designed rose, is hand carved in relief on the front of the vase with a textured background of finely carved hatching. The rim of the bone vase is scalloped and has a band with a black line with spots hand drawn in black ink. One of the points on the rim has been broken at some stage in its life and repaired. The base of the bone is carved with a stone wall pattern and matching black line design. The rose is also finely carved, so the stem is separate from the bone vase. This vase is a particularly well executed example of Nacala work, and the decoration in black ink emphasises the whiteness of the bone. Whilst carved bones are known from other First World War prison camps, those from Nacala far outnumber those produced anywhere else, and to some extent this simply reflects the sheer scale of the operation here. At its peak, Nacala was reckoned to be the largest internment camp anywhere in the British Empire, and when the supply of bones from the camp kitchens ran short, the military authorities turned to an importer in Liverpool who managed to source more bones from Argentina, a byproduct of the corned beef industry in that country. The style and quality of the bones varies enormously, with some particularly fine, such as this one, and others less so. The point was that working on the bones gave the internees something to do and combated the problem of barbed wire disease, mental illness caused by boredom, which was a real problem in the early months of the war. There is a very interesting snapshot from the Red Cross archive, which holds the hospital records for Nacala. One man was admitted with an injury to his thigh caused when his chisel slipped when carving a bone. A carved panel on the back of this particular vase has the inscription in black ink of Christmas 1918. This reminds us that although the armistice was signed in November 1918, many of the internees were still here at Christmas. The war did not officially end until the Treaty of Versailles in 1919. This pair of bone vases originally belonged to Thomas Joshua Dodd, who employed internees at the sawmill in Peel. These items were given to him as presents by the internees at the end of the war. And this also illustrates the fact that bonds often grew up between internees and local people who they had worked with or met as part of daily life. It was said that between the wars, if you went into any farmhouse in the west of the island, you were almost guaranteed to see one or two of these carved bones from the Nacala camp on the mantelpiece.